Hyrule Lane, Disc 2.
Friar Bibble looked up from his ovens.
Indeed to goodness, 'tis the heroine of the woodcutters. What can I do for you, lovely miss?
Tyria explained that the abbess had sent her for a treat. The tubby little shrewcook waved a paw around his domain.
Well, now, what would you like to eat, beauty?
She shrugged.
I don't really know, sir.
Taking a wooden paddle, Bibble opened one of the long oven doors.
Indeed to goodness, there's a thing, a young un who can't make up her own mind. Come and lend a paw, you missy. Maybe I'll treat you to a friar's special.
Using the long beechwood paddle, Tyria helped Friar Bibble to pull out loaves, cobs, fowls and rolls, all for next morning's breakfast table.
What's a friar's special, sir?
Bibble selected two crispy little golden batch loaves.
It's what I like to treat myself to after a long day's baking. Oh, you'll like it. Pass me that small pot off the oven top. Oh, wrap a towel round it now. Oh, don't want to burn your paws.
Tyria did as she was bad, placing the pot in front of him.
It smells delicious. What is it?
Bibble sliced both batch loaves through with his knife.
Damsons and crushed almonds, cooked in honey and old cider.
He ladled the mixture onto the cut loaves, then produced a flagon and two beakers.
Elderberry and burdock cordial, just the thing. Come now, we'll sit on those sacks of flour whilst we have our snack.
Tyria began praising the wonderful treat.
It tastes really nice, sir.
Bibble held up a flour-dusted paw.
Oh, quiet now. Don't go telling any beast about my special, or I'll have a full kitchen every night, so I will.
The otter maid promised him that she would keep silent, but only on condition that he would allow her to visit again for more. The shrewcook shook his head in mock surprise.
Indeed, to goodness, Tyria Wildlock, you're a beauty and a rogue all in one. Or be off to your bed, you young scallywag.
Playfully, he pursued her from the kitchens, waving a paddle. Leaving the kitchens, Tyria wandered through Great Hall, stopping for a while at the beautiful red wall tapestry. This was an intricately woven work, depicting as its main theme the legendary mouse, Martin the Warrior. He had been one of the Abbey's founders and the famed champion of Redwall. Lanterns illuminated his heroic figure, whilst all around him, vermin could be seen fleeing for their lives. Tyria often visited the tapestry. She loved to look at the warrior. He was a valiant fighter, standing courageously against all odds, formidable, yet with the light of kindness radiating from his eyes. Martin stood holding his great sword, which had been forged from a piece of a fallen star in the mountain fortress of Salamandastron, home of the mighty Badger Lords. Above the tapestry, laying on two wall spikes, the actual sword was displayed. It was nothing elaborate, a real warrior's blade, perfectly balanced, as deadly as chain lightning in a winter storm, its point as keen as an ice needle. Tyria instinctively touched the only weapon she had ever known. The sling she had named Whoopit, belted about her waist, with its stone pouch attached. She stared at Martin and his sword, softly reciting a phrase her father had often repeated.
Any weapon is the best weapon, as long as ye can use it skillfully and with honour.
Tyria blinked, peering at the likeness of Martin. Had he nodded at her, as if in agreement with her father's words? She yawned, unaccountably overcome by tiredness. Perhaps it was just a draught stirring the tapestry. Her yawns echoed around the time-mellowed hall as she stole off to her bed.